The nurse's contract ran out back in March 2014. Gabriel Crystal is the nurse's union's upstate area director.
The employer has refused to move, and we've got to a place where we've had no choice except to submit a 10-day notice for a one-day strike, because this employer has consistently bargained in bad faith.
Try as they may, the New York Nurses Association and Ellis administrators have not been able to come to an agreement. The sticking point is what the union refers to as safer staffing levels, the ratio of nurses working to patients requiring care. In short, the union contends more nurses need to be working in order to provide adequate care for Ellis's patients. Ellis nurse Denise DeVella spoke on Time Warner Cable News.
You can't humanly provide that kind of care. You can't be in two places at once, and you so desperately want to because you know that more than just one patient needs you, but you can't do it.
Schenectady Mayor Gary McCarthy is urging hospital management to put a contract in place that serves the needs of nurses and patients before the scheduled strike. Ellis officials have decreed that to ensure continuity of care for patients, nurses who join in the 24-hour job action will not be permitted to return to the job for at least 5 days. Crystal questions the wisdom of that decision.
We were just informed yesterday that these nurses who can participate in this lawfully protected activity will not be allowed back in to take care of their patients at the conclusion of that 24 hours. And will be, in fact, locked out for a minimum of 4 days. And we think of this as not only as just plain irresponsible and mean, but is actually dangerous to our community and short-sighted.
Ellis did not disclose the name of an outside staffing agency it has selected to send in nurses in the event its own nurses walk out. Ellis Medicine responded to a request for comment by email stating, in part, "We already have plans in place to ensure that we are able to provide for our patients during this labor action. Our overall concern is providing health care for our community." Ellis also says not allowing striking nurses back on the job for up to 5 days, quote, "helps us ensure continuity of care for our patients, which, as always, is our foremost concern." The full statement is posted at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.